Yo, your ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnice. Welcome back to my podcast, and you are now listening to Season 1, Episode 8. Yo, what is up, Splat and Chat? Your girl Shanti is back. I've been away for a little minute, but we are still in Season 1, and this is Episode 8. Like I've stated in the previous episodes, we are just getting ready to wrap this season up. We have two more episodes to go after this this episode. And then we'll be taking another pause until we get ready for Season 2. Like I always stated in my previous episodes, I always like to start off with thanking you all for listening to me, all of my supporters, whether it's just a like, a share, or just spreading the word to your friends or your family, and just simply taking the time out of your day, your morning, your nights, your evenings, to listen to me. So I just want to thank you guys 1,000,000 times. And also, I know I've been away for about 3 weeks that I have not dropped an episode due to an unfortunate loss of my favorite cousin. He passed away, and it just, you know, I didn't really take it too well. I'm not one to take death very easily. I take it very hard, especially to those that are really close to me. So, his death has been a big toll on my family and I. So I kind of took a break from, you know, what I do on a regular basis. So that's kind of why I've been away. But I also want to thank you all, because while I was away and I have not been, you know, keeping up with my podcast and posting as much, I also have noticed that my numbers have been going up from my listeners. People have still been listening to me, although I have not been consistent these past few weeks. So, excuse me. I'm very appreciative of that. If you guys hear me cough every now and then, it's because I am suffering from a cold right now. It's not that Rona. So, for those of you that's listening and thinking that I got that shit, I don't. I don't. I've been tested. But I do have a common cold, so, and I was actually supposed to drop this episode last night, to be honest, but my voice was gone, like, it was cracking so bad, it was in and out, and I kept having coughing attacks, so I was not able to post last night, so here we are today. So, yes, I just wanted to thank you all for, you know, all of your support. It's very, 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 very appreciated. So sorry that I have not been consistent, but like I said, I have had a terrible loss in the family, so here we are today. Today's topic is going to be on rejection. I'm pretty much going to discuss on how to deal with it, how I deal with it, and I also got some feedback from my listeners. I asked them what were their thoughts. I asked them what are their thoughts on rejection, and they gave me some, you know, gave me their feedback on it. So let's get into it. How I feel about rejection, dealing with it, I just feel like it depends on your outlook on the situations when it comes to being rejected. Me, I say that to say this, because me, in the sense, depending on the situation, I am one that understands life. So I understand that life goes on. And I feel like a lot of us should have that understanding that life goes on and it does not stop once you have been denied. And that's pretty much my outlook on it. So I'm not afraid of, I mean, everyone gets nervous when it comes to wanting something so badly and you're afraid to go for it. But I'm one that, I'm a risk taker. So I just look at it as like, it's either you're going to tell me yes or you're going to tell me no. And I mean, it ain't the end of the world. Shit, it's still going to keep spinning. So why not? You know, it's very, I know, I do understand though. I mean, I'm human. We're all human. It is, excuse me, it's very hard to be dismissed. Sorry, I had to take a water break. This cold is kicking your girl ass, man. I'm trying for y'all. I really am. I'm trying to, you know, get back in the groove, get back into my happy place with y'all. But because, you know, that death really put me in a depressing state of mind. So me recording right now, it means a lot because I'm really, you know, pushing right now to just get back into my groove. So please understand. This is tough. Sorry, I got a little distracted. I just had to say that little piece because it needed to be said. But yeah, it's very hard to be dismissed. You can want something so bad, but sometimes what you want is not always what you need. And although it's hard to be dismissed, it can be something that's the best thing to happen, in a sense. Most of us, like I said, we're human. Most of us look for the approval from other people, and most people have fear and rejection because their desire from other people, the desire of approval from other people is really what matters to them, because they suffer with that self-esteem and they care about other opinions. And it happens to the best of us, but I'm here to say that do not live your life like that. Live life thinking with the mindset of like, fuck another person's opinion, fuck how they feel. Do not let that be a self-esteem issue with you when it comes to wanting approval from someone. Like, you don't need approval from anybody. So when it comes to rejection, you just take that risk, because you never know, it can benefit you or it can't. I mean, like I said, life goes on. It does not stop when you've been denied. I also feel like rejection is that one thing that we should look as something that should be waking us up, to keep us going, to push you to succeed rather than retreat. And I feel like that's a very good outlook to look at it as, because you can just be up one minute and then just that one thing that'll knock you down, because rather it's with a job, relationship, or, you know, anybody, anything, you know, being rejected, it should be that push, should be that because just because that person feels like you're not good enough for them and they rejected you, in reality, they failed to notice your value. So it's not something that you should have to deal with within yourself. It's something that they have to deal with within them, because you know your value, you know your worth. And they failed to realize that and notice who you are. So it's not so much if you're not good enough that they rejected you. They just don't see you. And that's perfectly fine. Understand that is okay, because they're not... oh my God, excuse me. They're not the only one out here in the world that has an eye. And there's going to be somebody out there that has an eye for you and only you. And they're going to know your worth, know your value, know what you come with. And they're going to accept that. And at the end of the day, that's that other person's loss. So just take risks at all times. Like I said, whether it's with a job, whether it's with the relationships, friend, family member, whatever. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever it is you're trying to prove to that person. First of all, you shouldn't have to prove anything to anybody. But whatever it is that you want and you feel like that's something that you really, really need at that time, don't be afraid to go for it. Take risks, because, like I said, it can be your blessing. You may think that you're being rejected from something good when really that denial is redirecting you to something better. So please understand that that is very important to have that kind of knowledge and that kind of mindset when it comes to rejection. So what's something else I wanted to say? A lot of us also feel that rejection when you're trying to make things right with someone. It's kind of like a manipulative thing. They can kind of like twist it on you and make it feel like, damn, like you're rejecting me, or, you know, kind of put you down when you're trying to make it right with them. And it's just like, no, nigga, like, I'm trying to make it right with you. Like, why aren't you understanding? So that kind of plays a part in that too. It can kind of get into someone's head and make them feel in a sense, but really let them know, like, I'm that bitch. You can reject me all you want. You cannot listen to me all you want, and I'm trying to make it right and you're making everything wrong. I'm still that bitch. So, hey, it's either you get with it now or you don't. Regardless, I'm still me. So, that's that. I put a little cough drop in my mouth now. Hopefully it helps. I keep trying to talk to y'all and my voice keeps like cracking. Damn, I thought I was gonna really like be able to get on here and feel better and be able to talk to y'all without coughing, but this shit says psych. Like, bitch, you still sick, pipe down. But here I am, still fighting, still pushing. This cold is trying to reject me. This cold is trying to reject me from talking to y'all right now. And I ain't letting it. I'm fighting. I'm pushing. And I'm not letting that denial get me. They're not about to deny me of this episode, okay? This cold is not going to do that to us. But, let's get into the thoughts that some of my listeners had on rejection. My question to them was, what are your thoughts when it comes to rejection? First person said, if I get rejected, then that's their loss. I'm a great person, so they're missing out. I totally agree with that. Like I said, like, it doesn't matter who the person is, whether it's with the job, relationship, friend, family, regardless, if they reject you from something, that's their loss. You know what you know your value, you know your worth. So yes, I totally agree with that. That's some factual as fuck, okay? The next person, they said, so they said, same thing as when you hit it off with someone, it could be a blessing in disguise. Rejection in life, period, whether it's about your goals, friendship, or relationship, I am a firm believer, and if it's meant to be, it will be. Yes, ma'am. I totally agree. I look at that all the time. I'm a firm believer of, if it's meant to be, it will be too. Nothing should be forced. If you go for something and you take that risk and, you know, you get denied of that, it's okay. Pick your head up. Keep it moving. If it's meant to be, it'll be. And if, you know, at that time, you know, you do get denied and then eventually it comes back to you, then, hey, so be it. It worked out in your favor. But, however, rejection is definitely a blessing in disguise, or, you know, it can, you know, it's redirecting you to something better for sure. Great outlook on that. The next person said, some are scared of rejection. I say take risks. Exactly. That's my whole thing with this whole rejection thing. Like, life is too freaking short to be worrying about being denied of something. It's too short to be worried about being denied about anything. Who wants to live their life worrying all the time? It's either you gonna take this risk or you not, because you never know. You never know how that outlook's gonna turn out. It may be something that you needed to do to make you feel better, you know what I'm saying? So you'll never know if you just try. Like I always say, it's like, it's better to know. Nobody ever wants to go without knowing. So yes, for sure, take that risk. Another person said, I don't come at people for this reason. Girl, please don't think that way, okay? I mean, I know, I get it. We all don't be, you know, some of us don't want to get told no, because like I said, we want something so bad, you feel like you need it, you gotta get it, blah blah blah, it gotta be yours. So if that person tell you no, it's like, damn, like I done put myself on Front Street and this nigga told me no. Listen, I used to be the same way until I got older and I realized, I'm like, man, it's either he gonna fuck with me or he not. Like, what can I do? I'm just gonna move on. And I've came at people plenty of times. I done shot my shot. plenty of times. If I didn't do it directly, I definitely did it through a mutual friend. I used to, you know, I even told my sister one time, like, hey, like, who is that? Like, I want him to put me in there, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she make it happen. So it was either he gonna say, damn, I'm gonna fuck with her, or damn, I'm not. And if he didn't, I would have never felt no type of way. I just would have been like, oh, damn, like, that's crazy. And I would have moved on. I'm the type of person that makes a joke about all serious things. Like, anything that's serious, I'm going to joke about it. And if that was something that's serious to me at the time and a person rejected me, I'm just going to laugh at it and be like, damn, like, that's fucked up. Like, you ain't even want to fuck with your girl. That's that. So don't be afraid to come at people. I mean, it's either they're going to fuck with you or they're not. It's no big deal. Like I said, life does not stop when you get denied. Keep it moving. Keep it pushing. Just have that type of confidence in yourself to know, like, rather that person tells you no or not, you are that bitch. You know your worth. You know your value. So, no, I ain't with all that scared shit. Take risks. Live life. Too young for that. But I understand. I ain't judging you. This is a judge-free zone podcast. I'll never judge you because I am a very understanding person. So I understand your reasonings for being scared to come at people, but I am a firm believer of taking risks. I think that was it, really. I think that was all the feedback that I got. People are probably still going on, but I ended up starting the podcast without waiting for them. To be honest. I do have some questions that some people asked me that I'm gonna go over with you guys and answer some of their questions. But again, I just wanted to thank you guys so much for sticking with me. Although I've been away, I think that kind of wrapped it up on the rejection tip. The only thing I have to say about it is, like, self-explanatory what I've been saying. Just pretty much just take risks. Because like I said, you may think that you're being rejected, and then really that denial is redirecting you into something greater in life, and you just never know. So take that risk. Don't be afraid of rejection, and just know your worth and know your self-value to know that whether you get told a yes or a no, know who you are, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. You know you. So, and that's their loss if they do reject you, not yours. That's something that they have to worry about, something that they have to deal with, not you. Don't stress it. Keep it moving. Keep it pushing. Life does not stop. It keeps going. Life does not stop. Excuse me. Life does not stop when you get denied. So thank you all for listening to me. I hope that I was able to shine some light on anybody who is dealing with rejection or who have fear of rejection. I hope that I was able to hit something in your body to make you understand that it is okay to be rejected. It's not a bad thing. Before I say all that and try to wrap it up, let's get into these questions, because we ain't done talking yet. So for those of you who don't know, and this is your first time listening, what I do, I'll speak on a topic, and at the end of the episode, I'll go over questions that some of my listeners ask me, and I'll answer them the best way I can. So that's what we're about to do now. It's called, I don't know what it's called. I never named it, to be honest. I never named this part. That's something that we're going to have to come up with together on this Splat and Chat podcast. What can I name my question and answers? I mean, excuse me. I got to get creative. I got to put my creative mind into that, because I never really named it. I just, you know, do a little question and answers at the end of the podcast. So whatever, that's what we're about to do. Let's get into it. The first question is, would you go into business with family? I can't necessarily rule it out. I can't say that I won't go into business with anybody in my family. it's just one of those things that if I did, I would have to trust you in a sense. We would have to be on the same page. And you have to understand that it's business, never personal. So I can't necessarily say I wouldn't. It would just have to be under like very strict circumstances, because when you get involved with in a business with your family, it can either go two ways, good or bad. And sometimes, you know, bad is what comes out of it majority of the time with working with family. But I just feel like if you have a great understanding with your family when it comes to business, and you guys can work together and communicate and, you know, focus on the bigger picture on what's important, I think that it will be, you know, it'll be a good turnout to have a family business if you guys can work under those circumstances to keep it going. So I can't necessarily say no. I mean, if I did, it would just most definitely have to be under those circumstances. Next question. How are you staying busy these days? I haven't. Like I said, I've been dealing with the death of my cousin. It's my favorite cousin, to be exact, my first cousin. So I really haven't been keeping busy these days, to be honest. It has put me in a depressed mindset, so I have not been doing the norm that I have, you know, that I do on a daily basis to keep me going. Like I said, painting in this podcast is my happy place, and I have not been on it as usual at all. So, I mean, I'll go to work, but even at work, I would kind of just zone out and not be as focused. So, to be honest, I really have not been keeping busy. This is my first time, you know, actually focusing on one thing and trying to get through with it since it happened. So, I'm still, you know, I take it day by day. I'm still struggling with it. So, to answer your question, I really don't know, because this is, I'm trying to pick back up. I can say that. I'm trying to pick back up right now to get back to my usual routine, to keep me busy, to keep my mind off things, to keep me going, to keep me uplifted, happy, protecting my inner peace. protecting my inner peace and trying to find that joy again. So that's that. Next question is, will you be painting a piece for your cousin? I think that you should. It's crazy because a lot of people have been hitting me up in my inbox. Are you going to paint something of your cousin? You should paint a portrait. You should do this. You should do that. And to be honest, I'm not quite ready for that. My mindset is not in that process of wanting to do so. But with the questions of doing so, I have been thinking lately of doing something to represent him in a sense, but I cannot tell you when I'll be doing it, because I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that he's gone. So to answer your question, I don't know. Maybe eventually in the future I will paint something or do something to represent him in some sort, but as of now, you know, I'm not quite ready for that. Next question. Will you stay friends with someone who isn't on your level anymore? No. I'm not saying that as to like completely just rule it out. It's just that I have my reasons for saying no. And I feel like they're very logical, very reasonable in a sense. And I say that to say this: I cannot be friends with someone who's not on the same level as me, because what do we have in common? Like, why do we need to continue to be friends if I'm on a whole nother page than you are? And when you continue to be friends with someone and they're kind of like not on your level at all, that's when envy gets involved, and it's not genuine. The love isn't genuine. The support isn't genuine. So I can't continue on to being friends with somebody who's not at least trying to, you know, trying for us to be on the same level, be on the same page with each other. it won't work out for me because I'm a very strong-minded person and very strong opinionated, especially when it comes to my friends. I try to keep the most loyal people around me, the most motivated people around me that's on the same page as me, you know, so we all can be on one accord and we all can get along on one accord. But when you're friends with someone who's not quite where you are yet, it kind of takes a toll because, like I said, a lot of things come into play with that. And it's just like, bro, it's either you gonna be on the same page as me or, you know, I can't have that kind of energy in my life. I can't have that kind of energy by my side because that shit feeds off. So it's either you're going to get your shit together, we're going to be on the same level, I can help you. But if you're not trying to help yourself, there's no more I can do. You know, as a friend, I'll be there. But if you're still stuck on the same shit and you're not trying to elevate, what do we need to be friends for? So it's not me necessarily just being, you know, nasty and being just rude and blunt about it. It's just in the sense of I'm grown now. So my mindset is totally different when it comes to friends, when it comes to elevating. So it's just like we either here or we're there, and if we not here together, I don't want to be there with you. I'm not trying to be stuck and I don't have time to keep you around me, and then shit turns and, you know, becomes envious, and that's just something I can't deal with. I don't know if you guys can understand where I'm coming from with that. Hopefully, you know, somebody out there feel me. But no, to answer your question, I cannot stay friends with someone who isn't on my level anymore. It wouldn't be no beef. It wouldn't be no shade. It wouldn't be none of that. It'll just be, you know, I can still be cordial with you, but not be, you know, your friend in a sense. I can still be there for you, love you, care for you. And, you know, if you need me, call me type shit. But as far as friends, no. I mean, that shit gets ruled out. Because I just don't see it. I don't see any good coming out of it, to be honest. The next question is, how did you know painting was your thing? Is that your calling? I had to take a long sip of water on that note. Because that is my piece, y'all. And I can sit and talk to y'all all day about how did I know painting was for me. So get fucking ready. I knew painting was my thing about 4 or going on 5 years ago now. For those of you who don't know, I've always been into art. I was drawing since I was about 11 or 12. I've been drawing. I started out tracing my notebook. You know, back then we had those funky little fancy Ed Hardy, or I forget the other name, but those little fancy notebooks. I started out tracing them, and then I kind of like challenged myself. I was like, oh hey, I want to see if I can draw it without tracing it, you know. You know, and be a, you know, I turned into a visual artist at that moment because I sat down, I looked at the details in the notebook, and I just drew it out without tracing it. And eventually, you know, it became an everyday thing with me. I would print out pictures and I would draw, or I'll just see something and I'll just draw it. And it ended up turning into be, my room was filled with my drawings, like, excuse me. Y'all see I'm fighting now. I'm a fighter. Your girl is sick up here doing a whole fucking podcast on this episode, just talking to y'all, knowing I can't even get a full sentence out half of the time without coughing. So please bear with me, I'm trying. But yeah, my room ended up being filled with my drawings, like all over the walls. Like, it was crazy. It got to the point to where one day my mom, she came in my room and she's just like, did you really do all of this? And she came, she pulled me down to the table. She got a pencil and she got a blank sheet of paper. And she was like, draw this. I want you to draw this right now. If you can draw this in front of me and show me that you really did this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, sitting there and I'm like, okay, like she really trying me like a girl can't even, you know, draw for real. So I sat down there and I drew it, whatever it is that she wanted me to draw, I drew it, and she was just so amazed. And then it turned into people in school asking me to draw things for them or draw their tattoos for them, or, hey, I want you to draw something for me, blah, 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 blah. And I would go home, draw it, bring it to them school the next day, everybody cried around and be like, oh, you did that, da, 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 da. And, you know, at that moment, I just knew that, you know, art was me, art was my piece. It made me happy to see that people enjoyed my artwork and, you know, and they trusted me to do something for them, even though that, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out too. But, as far as painting, I realized painting was my thing about, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago. I just was on the way home one day from work and I was like, I want to start painting and I want to have my own art show. I want to host my own art show and just paint a whole bunch of shit or whatever and sell them. And that moment, I called up everybody. I called my sister, my mom. And at the time, I was living with my ex. So he was my whole living boyfriend. And I went home and I'm just like calling him up, telling him. I went home and I'm like, look, babe, this is what I want to do. Da 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 da. Like, hey, mom, this is what I want to do. Da 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 da. The next day, got off work, went and bought this big ass canvas. And I drew out my owl lady. I don't know if y'all saw. For those of you who's follow me on my art Instagram or just follow me on social media and saw me post some of my art, or you can go view it on my website. Actually, it's under there. It's called the painting is called Dream Bliss. I started out with drawing that owl lady, and I painted her, and I put a pause on her, and then I did my first dirty pour. And then after that, I just was just painting shit. Like, every day, all night, I was just up, just painting on from one project to the next. Just up to like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was to the point that he'll come in there and he'll be like, babe, like, when you going to sleep? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm up right now. I'm supercharged. Like, I'm painting. Leave me alone. Get out my face. Like, don't stop me. I'll come to sleep. I'll go to sleep when I'm ready. So, it was just like at that moment, I knew that painting was my thing, and I didn't look back. I draw it out when I paint. Well, that's how I started off, to be honest, but now I just get on the canvas and I can just paint. I don't even have to draw it out. I can just kind of like figure out the shapes and sizes and just go from there, and then I'll create some shit. But I can't tell you the last time I actually sat down and just drew something, because I fell in love with painting, if that makes sense to you guys. So at that moment, I knew it was my calling. It gave me peace. I can have the toughest day, going through the toughest battles, but the moment I put out a paintbrush and a canvas and turn on some music, and, you know, I listen to soul music when I'm painting. Sometimes I'll try to wrap it up a little bit, but I'm really my best self when I'm listening to my soul music, my Janae, my Summer Walker, Six Black Black, whatever his name is. I'll put that on and I find that's my peace. I'm happy. All of a sudden, my troubles that I'm dealing with, it goes away. I don't remember at that moment, like, nothing matters. I don't remember what I was upset for, because I found my peace. I put myself in my happy place. So that's how I knew that it was my thing, and it's most definitely my calling. If I can quit my job right now today, I would go full-time as an artist, but I'm not quite there yet. It is in the process of me trying to work my way to that point, but honestly, that's how much I love doing what I do. So if I could, I would most definitely stop what I'm doing right now and just become a full-time artist and just have a full day of being creative and put a new artwork out there for you guys. But it's a process. It takes time. No rush, for sure. But yes. So, thank you for asking me that question, though. I feel like it's very important for people to understand the background of this podcast. They think that I'm really just on here just talking, but really, this podcast is collaborated with my art business. So, like, I don't know if you guys have listened to my intro or whatever, but this will be collaborated with my artwork. I will be having a YouTube of me painting, and the podcast will be will follow after that. So thank you for asking that question. It was very important to, you know, shine some light on the background of me and what I do. So again, I want to thank you all for listening to me today. Woo, Lord, I'll be glad when this damn cough is gone, when a girl can really get on here and talk to y'all. But I had to come back. I had to let you guys know that Splat and Chat is still a thing. We're still going on with this podcast. Don't count me out. I've just been dealing with some things in life that I'm still trying to cope with. So that's why I've been away, like I said. But I'm back. I will continue on back to my normal schedule of Tuesdays and Sundays. Today I did it. What is today? Friday? Today I did it on Friday because the girl has been sick and I've been out of work. And I just feel like I'm going to be home not doing anything. Why not sit here and do what I do? You know what I'm saying? Why not come back? So I have the time. So here I am. I'm so sorry again. I do apologize for me coughing and my voice cracking a little bit throughout this episode. So if you guys are listening, please do not talk shit about me, and please do not say I should have just waited, because I needed to do this. I needed to get back into my happy place and, you know, protect my inner peace. I needed to talk to you guys today so I can kind of just, remind myself of this is what I do and put myself in that type of mindset of, you know, to get back in that groove. So please understand that this was a struggle for me to do so. And that it was really tough trying to talk to you guys knowing that I am sick. So, and if you do have some shit to say, I don't give a fuck. Say what you gotta say. I'm still gonna do my shit. Spot and chat still gonna happen. Shanti is back. That's that, full effect. So yeah, we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you. For those of you who don't follow me on social media already, follow me on Instagram at golden24_. I think that's 4 underscores to be exact. My art IG is colormebliss_, and my Snapchat is shanti211. Twitter, golden24, and I think it's either 3 or 4 underscores. I forget. But yeah, please follow me on social media. You can listen to me on Anchor Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Live, Breaker, Spotify. You can search me on iTunes. Just spread the word. Tell your friends, your family, your boyfriend, girlfriend, baby daddy, wife, husband, mistress. I don't care, whoever. Let the world know about Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. I thank you guys a million times again. And I am out. Bye.